de permission. Shabbat Parashat Para. In a way, it's one of the most, if we may say such a thing, might be the one of the most important parashiyot. And take a Sefer Torah, let me read a paragraph about the red cow. Red cow is being used to purify a person if he touched a dead person and went to a cemetery. The process was they take a red cow and they slaughter it and they burn it and they take the ashes, they mix it with water, and somebody went to a cemetery has to be sprinkled twice within 1 week, on the third day and the seventh day, and then he becomes pure. That's in a short version of the whole story. The reason why we get to read it, says the Gemara, is because soon as Mashiach is coming, amen, and Pesach is coming, and we want to have Korban Pesach finally in Beit HaMikdash. After a few thousand years, we don't have it. And then you have to be pure. And in order for you to be pure, Chachamim said, we did. They might have read also in the Beit HaMikdash, we don't know for sure. But it's preparation for the Geula, for the redemption, for Pesach, you must be pure. And you cannot be pure unless the ashes of the cow. And the ashes of the cow is going to be sprinkled by Eliyahu Navi, that's the halacha. And then you can go to Beit HaMikdash singing and help Korban Pesach. That's in short version. And here come the details. Before we start the details, you see how crucial it is. The Gemara says a statement like this. Moshe went up to Shamayim to get the Torah. He hears the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying Mishnah Masechet Para. The first Mishnah Masechet Para reads like this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Egla Bashana, the Egla Arufa doesn't matter now what it is, Para Bashanatayim, red cow, should be 2 years old. You cannot slaughter a red cow and listen to us. Moshe came out to Hashem and asked him, excuse me, this was the welcome of Moshe Avinu in Shamayim, talking about the red cow, just for us to know how important red cow is. Moshe asked Hashem, red cow, what is it all about? So Hashem said 2 words. He said like this, my son Eliezer is saying it. Moshe said, your son Eliezer? Hashem said, my son. So Moshe asked Hashem, who is your son that you refer to him as a son? And so Hashem continued. He said, Tzadik Echad, Atid Lamod Bo'olami, it's going to be one major Tzadik. And he's going to say this Mishnah in a few thousand years. I'm really telling you the Mishnah of Masechet Para. You can imagine from that already how important the Red Cow is. That this is the welcome of Moshe to Shamayim to get the tablets. Red Cow.
Okay.
So the question is, of course, what is significant? Why Hashem is doing it? And what is important to say this guy, Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer Menachinus, is being called by Hashem, my son. He's calling by Hashem, Tzadik Echad Yeh Bo'olami, major Tzadik. Can you imagine Hashem saying something about Tzadik? That Tzadik was said about Noach, about Yosef in a hint in the Tanakh. But Hashem is saying it like this? Moshe was astonished. Hashem comes to you, okay, now let me tell you the laws of the red cow. First of all, Moshe, you should know the red cow is going to be called on you all the time. It's Parashat Para, if you say it, Parashat Parat Moshe. Moshe? Ramam says, the Mishnah said, there were 9 red cows slaughtered and prepared since the first of Moshe did, the second one Ezra, and Kohanim Gdolim, first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash. So Hashem told Moshe, listen, I want to tell you something. Every time you talk about the red cow, you say, the red cow of Moshe.
To Moshe?
But Moshe is doing it. Now, Hashem said, oh, I want to tell you another halacha. Every time you do a red cow, they must mix with the new ashes, the original ashes of your cow. Which is the Mishnah, says the Gemara. After Moshe Rabbeinu did whatever he did, the red cow in the desert, then they took ashes, leftover ashes, before they did the second one, and they hid it next to the walls of Yerushalayim. And Mashiach will come, Yad B'Aminu Amen, he'll tell us where the ashes is. But you cannot just make a red cow, because the red cow now found in Texas, right? So you say you're going to take it and you're going to do the halacha. No good, no. You must mix in this ashes from Moshe's red cow. Why? What's significant? Okay. And here's the halachot. You slaughter the red cow on the Olive Mountain, across from the Kotel. What do you know about the Olive Mountain? It used to make a bridge, not from Baltimore, you know, from the Kotel. From the Kotel, used to make a bridge all the way to the Har HaZitim, to the other side, and used to take the cow from Beit HaMikdash. It was a whole ceremony, a special gate that used to take the cow out, says the Mishnah. Everybody used to go and go to Olive Mountain, slaughter over there. Now, when they slaughter it also, the coin after the slaughter it, he has to sprinkle from the blood towards Beit HaMikdash, towards the holiest of the holiest. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the walls of Yerushalayim are very high. The walls of Beit HaMikdash were very high. But on the east side, in order for the coin to see Beit HaMikdash, not Beit HaMikdash, the holiest place in Beit HaMikdash, they made the walls lower. The eastern wall of Beit HaMikdash, the eastern wall of the city of Yerushalayim, the Choma, the wall was not the same height as the other side. Because he has to see it. What to see? Why have to see it? Why does he see anything? What's that to do anything? So the Gemara says, the Torah calls it Chatat, it's Kapara. Kapara on what? Kapara on what? I went to a cemetery, I went to a funeral, okay, I touched the person, okay, so I didn't really see. What's the Kapara? No. Chatat. Okay, Chatat. Okay, what do I have to see the holiest of the holiest? Okay, I did it. Okay, the process. The Mishnah Halacha and the Rambam. You have to make a bonfire. Halacha is bring a lot of wood. That's halacha. It's not being how much wood. The more you do, is better. It means like this. You go to Home Depot, you go to Lowe, you go to all these lumber yards, you get all the wood in the world. You bring it over there to Har HaZitim. You make a fire up to Shammai. Okay. Then you take the little cow, maybe 100 pounds, you throw it inside. Okay. Now, got burned, everything. Ashes. Is it the ashes of the red cow? No. It's the ashes of the wood. How much cow you have in this, what you call the ashes of the red cow? No, no, nothing, zero. It's called ashes. Don't ask questions. Okay. Then what? Then you go, and you must, again, says the Mishnah, says the Halacha, put water in a barrel. And a barrel made from clay. How many gallons? 500 gallons. Okay. Now what do you want to do? You take a little bit with your finger, ashes, a little bit, and you spray it on the top of the water. As long as you see a few pieces of ashes, let's call the water of the red cow, the percentage of the red cow, after you put so much wood, and so much water is zero, zero, zero. I don't know how many times I have to say zero. And this is going to purify a person? Very strange thing. And you must put first the water. If you put first the ashes and then the water, no good. What difference does it make? Why? For what? Special halachot of red cow. It says, what's behind it? Then the Gemara says, not a statement. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, you got it? Moshe said, I got it. Moshe, let me tell you the secret, how does it work? I'm not going to tell it to anybody else. The Gemara says, even Shlomo HaMelech, the smartest ever, could not, he said, Amarti Chkema, I thought I'm smart. He says, one thing I don't get. I got everything, all the reasons for everything. Red cow, no way. Hashem hid it, but Hashem did tell it to Moshe. And he says, what's the problem over here? What's the problem? If Moshe can have it, I can have it too. Why Hashem doesn't want anybody to know it? What? Moshe, the only person had emunah ever. Very strange. So this Rabbi Eliezer, not us, finished Bar Metzia almost already, no?
86.
So he passed it already. page 59. You know, you have to know the Shas, because Shas is like a puzzle. You have to know everything. Today is very easy because you have a computer, you put everything on the computer, you get all the information. The story about this guy, Rabbi Lezer. That's the one Hashem calls him my son, Tzadik. The Gemara tells a story. One time Chachamim sat down and they had a discussion. If a stove broke, if it's kosher, if it wasn't pure and it broke and now you can put it back, is it become pure, not pure? So all the Chachamim was one side, and Rabbi Lezer, it's called Rabbi Lezer Gadol, was on another side. He told them what he told them, and they said, no, it's not like this. He said, okay, let me prove it to you that I'm right. He said, if I'm right, you see the walls of the Beta Knesset, they'll tilt. Like, you know, if you haven't been to Italy, you saw the pizza. If you didn't go, don't go. Don't drink wine from there either. Pizza, there's a special tower.
Leaning Tower Pizza.
What do you call it?
Leaning Tower Pizza.
So Leaning Tower Pizza, this is so-called, reminds you in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer said, I want to prove my case. You see the walls? They're going to tilt now, pizza. And the Gemara says, all of a sudden, Chachamim sat over there, and they see the walls, doors almost falling on them. And they said, it's nothing.
Nothing?
I said, okay, it's nothing. I told something. You see over here, there's a tree. It's called Cherubim, Baxter tree. You want to see something about the tree? He said, yeah, let me see. I said, I'll tell you something. They can do something with the tree. He said, nothing. I said, okay, let me see something else. You see over here, there's water running next to us. I can stop the water. Stop the water. So, I said, it's nothing. What's the fourth one? Hashem. The tree, the walls, the water. I don't remember. Forgive me, I don't remember. I pray for my memory. Maybe I remember soon. And then Chachamim said, no, Rabbi Eliezer, listen, Torah is not in the sky. And then Chachamim said, listen, they want to expel him. Story in the Gemara. Oh, what? This is Rabbi Eliezer, Gadol. This is the one. What are you trying to prove?
Bat Kol.
Thank you. Thank you. The fourth thing was, you're going to hear from Shemaim that I'm right. And they heard from Shemaim, somebody is saying, he's right. Four things. The wall, the tree, the water, and the sound from Shemaim. Four things. What does four resemble that he tried to put? Why didn't say more things? Why didn't say less? So the Gemara tells us like this. Zohar, the Gemara tells us like this. Creation was done by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The first thing Hashem created is fire. The second thing was wind. The third was water. The galaxy was full of water. And the fourth was earth. That's how Hashem created this world. So the world was created in four elements. Adam Rishon ate from a tree. Remember the old tree? The tree, he destroyed the four elements. Because he didn't say to Kadosh Baruch. The four elements is better than enough, but the worst of the worst, the Zohar says, that every element runs by an angel. For example, Michael starts with the letter Mem, he's responsible for the water. What Niagara Falls, you know, it's Michael. Your name is Tsunami, Michael. Everything has to do with the water is Michael. The wind starts with the letter Resh, is Raphael. Oriel, Sabbat Aleph, is Adama, Earth. Gabriel, Sabbat Gimel, if something for fire, it's a secret what it means. So it means like this, if somebody doesn't behave, so it does damage. the element. And that element, again, is running by an angel, and that angel will do something, You know, certain things can happen to a person, so a person can differentiate and divide the things, what happened to you, he'll find out what happened to me is the angel does it. It's retaliation because he did something that damaged him. And that's the fourth kind of deaths that we have. Stoning. One is stoning, one is burning, one is choking, and one is cutting the head off. Each one of them resembled one of those angels. Stoning is stone, is earth, burning the person, give him hot lead to drink. This is fire. This is Gabriel. Cutting his head is taking out his neshama, his ruach, and choking. This is water, the Gemara says. Somebody drowned in the water. It's called choking. That's the secret of the creation. So actually, when we came to our Sinai, Am Yisrael got to the stage of Adam HaShem before the sin, and they fixed everything. How they fixed everything? That's the Torah. The Torah is compared to those four things. Torah compares to water, Torah compares to fire, Torah compares to stone, and of course to wind. I said, Torah does the job. He says, you don't have to, somebody did something, damaged something. I said, it's something that called insurance cover up everything. I said, the insurance is the Torah. That's the secret of our creation. This Hashem gave us a Torah. Hashem doesn't care less whether you learn or not learn. As well, says Torah, when you learn Torah, that's what it does. Torah repairs the damage, and Torah fixes everything. So if we go to the red cow, that's the really the red cow. Red cow first, you take the red cow, and you're going to slaughter it. You slaughter the red cow, you're going to stand on Har HaZetim, Olive Mountain. Why is it on Olive Mountain? Because the Navi says, when Mashiach is going to come, Hashem is going to rest his feet, if we may say, on the Olive Mountains. And the Olive Mountains will get split. So that's after we're going to read. So, take the red cow over there. Take the red cow over there. Okay, tell you what you do. First, slaughter the red cow. Okay, fine. Then bring a lot of wood. Bring the bell, the tree, as much as you want. Then bring another water. Bring another water, because the galaxy was full of water. And then Hashem took snow from under his chair and threw it into the water and became earth. So do the same thing. Take water, put it in a clay barrel, then burn the red cow. I said, wait, let me tell you something. Fire is one of the elements. And of course, fire cannot burn unless there is a wind. So you have two elements right away. And then you have the water and the earth, four elements. It's the secret of the red cow. Comes this one and says, I want to tell you something. The red cow is something similar. It's the female of the bull of Yom Kippur. Bull of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol slaughters, and goes inside the holiest of the holiest, and sprinkle inside. Before he does the spices, the Torah, the kapara for Am Yisrael. That's the bull that he confesses on. Comes out and says, I want to tell you something. You take this red cow, put in Har HaZetim. Make over there bonfire. Why over there? Oh, that's the place of the redemption. We want Hashem to come down. How are we going to come down? We're going to fix the four elements that were destroyed. And now, after you slaughter it, sprinkle from the blood. Okay, make sure you see the holiest of the holiest. Because this is something like Yom Kippur. The red cow is like Yom Kippur. I said, that's the secret. Hashem told Moshe, let you do it. Okay, fine. Here comes the Gemara and says, you know what? Moshe came up to Shamayim, he hears Hashem. What does Hashem say? My son Eliezer saying, red cow. So why red cow? Listen, Moshe, let me tell you something. Remember the Gemara B'Mitzia 59. Remember four things he tried to prove. He tried to prove that his opinion is opinion from the time of Adam HaRishon before the sin. It said the words of the Beit HaMidrash, this is the earth, the stone, would cave in a little bit, would tilt in, here, I show you about the water in the creek over here. I said, can it stop? And it says, I fix the water, I fix the stone, I fix the water, I fix the wind, this is the bad call, I fix the trees, the fire, something else. The bad call is the fire, the trees is the other one. And it says, that's the four elements of the world. I know how to fix it. Chachamim tell the listener, you don't understand. Torah is above sky. It's above. Torah does the whole thing. So don't bring us proof from that thing. That's not what Hashem is looking for. Hashem is not looking for the physical thing to be fixed. Hashem wants a general insurance and fixes everything. This is the power of the Torah. And that's really the story in the Gemara. That's the story. Moshe goes to Shemaim. Hashem is going to talk about the red cow. Hashem is going to give him the laws of red cow. Red cow, red cow. Hashem said, Moshe didn't get it. I tell you. Says the Gemara, this statement. A goy came to Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai and asked him, what is this red cow business? It's a voodoo. This is magic. Rabbi ben Zakkai told him, listen, magic, you also have magics. He came outside. The student of Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai asked him, what's the secret behind it? He said, I won't tell you a secret. A dead person doesn't make you tummy. You go to a cemetery, you don't become tummy. It's not true. Like you don't become tummy, the red cow doesn't purify you. The laws of purity that Hashem wants you to obey, that makes you tummy. That if you don't obey the laws, then you become tummy. It's not actually that you don't touch that man. No. It's not actually you went to a cemetery. It's actually, Hashem said, don't go over there unless you have to go. And if you go, even if you have to go, I'm telling you, the law is you must purify yourself. The law is what I'm going to tell you, the Gemara says. Take the red cow, bring it to Har HaZeitim, slaughter it, bring it out of wood, bring the water, do this. The laws of it, that purifies you. It's not actually the red cow ashes. It's the laws of the red cow. That's the secret. How does it do it? What does it mean? I went to a cemetery, did I touch that man? Nothing happened to you. It did happen to you because Hashem said not to do it. Because Hashem said, if you do it, you can come to the Mikdash. No, I don't know why. But the main thing is the Torah, is the laws, is not the actual act. Not because you touch the person, you become tamei. Because Hashem said, if you touch the person, you can come to Beit HaMikdash. Not because he was sprinkled with the water of the red cow, becomes pure. No. Because Hashem said, if you do it, you become. Follow the laws of the halachot. And the Zohar is very strict about halachot. It's in Shemaim, person goes up in Shemaim after he finishes the job over here, he learns halachot upstairs. You don't learn shas over there. You have to know the shas in order for you to know the halachot. But the main thing says as well as halachot all the time. And they learn halachot deep. As well says, Rabbi Shum Bayochai told, I think, Rabbi Lazar. And in Shamayim, they learn halachot deep, not just, you know, read the Yalkut Yosef Meshavua. To know it perfect and to know the whole Shulchan Aruch, to compare all the halachot to everything. That's what we do in Shamayim. And this is Rabbi Chaim Zakkai told his students. It's not the red cow. It's the halachot of the red cow. That you have to learn the halachot of the red cow. And this only, you miss the red cow. The first red cow, you're going to make. And every red cow has to be mixed with that. Because you, what me, what happened to you? Says the Gemara, the passage we're going to read, Bezat Hashem Shabbat HaGadol Mit HaMikdash, Zichru Torah Moshe Abdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe. Says the Gemara, Moshe? Zichru Torah Him. Hashem should say, remember my Torah. Says the Gemara, Moshe gave his life for the Torah. Gave his life. And actually, that's what, in this paragraph, the Torah talks about that cow, out of nowhere, Torah says, Adam Kamud Boel, somebody died in a tent. The Gemara says, what Adam did in a tent? Gemara says, a person has to kill himself to learn Torah. To kill. Who did it? Rabbi Elazar HaGadol. Left his father's fortune, went, didn't have what to eat, didn't have what to drink, didn't have a bed, went to learn Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He gave his life. Therefore, Hashem reads that Mishnah while Moshe is coming up. He said, who is this? My son. You get a title of a son of God. Not the son of Sem. Son of God, not you. Son of God. No, Hashem said, Tzadik echad atid la'amod bo'olamin. Hashem already calls him Tzadik. From 2,000 years before he was born. It says more than 2,000 years. It says to tell you, Hashem looks at the person who should put all his effort in the Torah. And therefore, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, to you, I tell you the reason for the red cow. Nobody else should know. I said, why? Because nobody else ever put so much effort in the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean? What do you mean? You have Akiva, the people. The Gemara says it. The last parasha in the Torah, Vezra Barcha, Sheberach Moshe Ish Elokim Ibnei Israel. This is a blessing the man of God gave to Am Israel. He says, man of God? What is man of God? What is man of God? You know what it means? Man of God, it means the upper part of the body of Moshe Rabbeinu was Elohim. A person can purify himself so much that the upper part of his body until his waist really is connected to Hashem, has so much holiness in it, it is compared to be Hashem. That's really what Hashem told us in the Torah a few times, because Hashem to you, be holy, holy, holy. What do you mean Hashem, holy? What do you mean holy, holy? Holy doesn't mean anything but a person should work on himself. The Torah so much that the upper part of his body is Hashem. That's the Gemara says, that's the explanation of the sentence. The man of God. How do you get a title man of God? How? By how? By what? Because you come to the Knesset? Because you mitzvot? No, no, no. Because he gives you life for the Torah. He gives you life for the Torah. So you give life for the Torah, you earn this title because that part of your body becomes so holy and pure, it's like Hashem. And that's really what the Rambam writes in his commentary, surprisingly for me, saying that any Jew can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. You mean Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not even a joke. It's embarrassing to say. No, Chaim said, that's what Rambam means. Rambam means that a person has to try very hard to learn. And in every situation he has, is to finish out and learn all halachot, then he's going to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It means the upper part of his body is going to be called Isha Elokim. Etz Chachamim say, oh, here is Parashat Parah. You know what? Mashiach is supposed to come. I said, let me tell you something. Mashiach is supposed to come, read, take a Torah. Torah, why Torah? Because the whole red cow is a Torah. It's not the process. It's the laws of the process. By reading it, what you do is you're correcting the four elements of the world that was destroyed by Adam HaRishon. It means you reach back the level of Adam HaRishon. So we say, oh, remember, the Kohen has to sprinkle. If the sprinkler has to see Kodesh Kodeshim. Likewise, on Yom Kippur, it means this Shabbat Chachamim say is a miniature of Yom Kippur. Because the red cow is really Yom Kippur. Like Yom Kippur forgives the sins, and you become a new person. That's our custom. Shulchan Aruch said, you wear white and you stand, be like a malach. So what do you mean? You want to come back before the destruction of this world that was so-called called by Adam HaRishon by not listening to Hashem. I said, red cow, exactly the same thing. Therefore, maybe the first Tana being mentioned in the Shas, in Masechet Brachot, the first Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Asof HaShmua HaRishonah. Rabbi Nasir wrote the Mishnah. He chose to write the first Mishnah. And the first name in the whole Shas is Rabbi Eliezer. I said, why? The Gemara said, מה עשה את זה? בקוד רבי 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 משנה, רבי נו הקדוש, רבי דה נוסי, the upper part of his body was similar. There's no information. He was working on it to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rama says, well, how do you know? Rama says, he never put his hands down under his waist. Unless he had to. All the time, never put in his pocket. All the time, try his hands on above his waist. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Because it means, Rama says, all the tefillot of a person and all his learning go via his fingers to Hashem. The tefillah of a person, that's why we have to wash your hands. As I said a few years ago, was a major tragedy in Denmark. I don't remember exactly what happened. So they went to the Prime Kanivsky, asked him, what happened? He said, people are not careful washing hands. The Prime told the guy, I know somebody, he's very careful. He mentioned somebody's name. Because the Megmar says, he never put his hands under his belt. Try always to put his hand above his belt. And why? Because your fingers are very holy. Your hands are very holy. The Megmar says, you should always try your hands to be clean, pure. You scratch your head, you touch your shoes. It says, look for water. Wash it. All the time wash it. Wash your hands because everything goes via your fingers, via your hand. And that if you watch it, then it means you watch your upper part of your body. And then it means you can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is going to fix the red cow. Because the power of holiness and purity of a person is going to give him a special level in Torah. And Torah does the job. It's not the red cow, and it's not anything else, just Torah. And Torah fixes it. And that's what the Chachamim told the Rabbi Eliezer, all the things you tell me, you fix the stone, you fix it. We are telling you, we are connected to the Torah. Actually, it was right 100%. But the Rabbi Nissim saying, Masechet Barachot was a test from Hashem to tell us this. Hashem wants us to hear it. Fix those things, Torah. Hashem wants us just to learn Torah. And the Torah, the Zohar says, Rabbi Yudam Zohar said, Mashiach will come on a cloud together with Moshe Rabbeinu. You know Moshe Rabbeinu? Mashiach hopefully not going to come on the donkey, the Zohar says. The Gemara says, donkey is a lower level of redemption. You don't want Mashiach to come on a donkey. It's not even an illusion. It's a very bad news. If Mashiach coming on a donkey, very bad, very bad. Doesn't matter, white donkey means nothing. It means we're not on the level. What's the level? You fly towards Israel with the wind or like a pigeon, Navi says. And how Moshe is going to come? With Mashiach on the cloud, not on the donkey. Because the whole thing of the power is Torah. So a person look to redemption. Listen. If you put your effort in Torah, there's a chance. The Rambam says one Jew will do something right. So the positive side of the scale will tilt, Mashiach comes. It's not them, it's not this. It's in us, each of us. You have to learn without stopping, Mashiach comes.
Amen. Amen.